Howdy, y'all. This is staff reporter Hayden Oliver Crowell on the Charger Online newspaper for Carroll High School. I'm interviewing Aiden Gates on this episode of Passing Time.
Who are you?
So, my name is Aiden Jacob Gates.
What is the goofiest thing you've ever done?
So, I think something really goofy that I've done is I showed up to someone's house completely unannounced while he was playing D&D with his mortal enemy, and we had a really fun time. He didn't, though. It was really silly.
Who is his mortal enemy?
His mortal enemy, his name is Gavin Leahy. You might know him, you might not. You never know.
Gotcha. So, what is a marching band?
So, a marching band, you kind of like take your normal concert band, right? And then you put them on a nice big football field, and when they play, they also move.
No way.
And sometimes when they aren't moving, they actually are moving, but not with their feet. They're doing things with their body instead.
So they're doing things with their body. Do they, like, play their instruments, too?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is.
So, hypothetically, if you were on a marching band, are you?
You could say so.
Okay. So what is your favorite part of said marching band?
It's mostly the competition days. They're really, really fun, even though they take the entire day.
So what's your favorite part of competitions?
Usually just, like, the actual performance, since we spend, like, a lot of hours practicing, you know. It's nice to actually do it, like, for a show.
So, like, what is a normal practice like?
So we show up, we get ready, right? Then we all get out onto our nice little practice field, and then we do our nice little warm-up stretches, right?
What does a warm-up stretch for marching band consist of?
So,
do you guys, like, do the scales?
No, I'm talking about with our body.
Oh, like high knees.
Not quite.
Okay. What's your favorite song to sing? So, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song definitely has to be Tally Hall's Ruler of Everything.
Can you give me a sample?
No.
So, I have a very serious question for you.
Okay.
Why are manholes round and without a man?
So, I think I definitely know the answer to this question. It actually goes way back to the 1700s, right? There used to be these holes that people would, you know, more men would do some silly things in, right?
Yeah, like falling in.
We're talking a little different than that.
Yeah, like face planting in.
No, there's other stuff
falling in. Oh, my bad.
Okay. Men, you know, they would go up to these holes, do their business, and, you know, preferably they'd be round, right? ever since then, they kind of evolved into having an actual use, but, you know, that's your little fun fact of the day.
They just let the rats go at it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, who's joshing?
This is a really tough one. I know a lot of Joshes.
You know a lot of Joshes? Who's your favorite Josh?
That's a really hard question, man. Yeah. There's a lot of Joshes.
There's so many Joshes. There's an infinite amount of Joshes.
Theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically. So, what were your parents like during your childhood?
Which parent? Which one do you want to choose?
Your mom.
So, my mom, which part of my childhood?
You were, like, 8 years old.
When I was 8, okay. So, the divorce already happened.
Yeah.
Which means she was both, going to work and taking care of us in our small little apartment. So, I hardly ever saw her that much.
Should have been a better mom.
You're right.
Yeah. So, what was your favorite toy growing up?
I liked my Xbox 360.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Big Minecraft fan. I love Minecraft.
I believe you.
Yeah. So, what is your deepest, darkest secret?
I got to think about this one. There's a lot of things we don't talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we don't talk about, but I want you to talk about them.
You're right. There's this little story, right, when I was 16 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah. We don't talk about this. That's why it's my deepest, darkest secret.
What's your second deepest, darkest secret?
Okay, moving on to my second deepest, darkest secret. When I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
We don't talk about this story that often, but we will today.
Exclusive.
Yeah, just here. I accidentally stabbed a woman, you know, with a screwdriver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did she press charges?
No.
That's so wholesome of her.
She knew what would happen if she did.
Anyways, thank you for listening to the podcast today. This is Hayden Crowell and
Aiden Jacob Gates.
And we're out.